This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star, direct. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American May, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, our third hour on radio, and our big hour, what I call the power hour on Newsmax TV. No calls again today. I'm going to start out from the very first second letting you know, no calls today. Hopefully tomorrow, fingers crossed, tomorrow we're back to viewer calls and listener calls. Phone company's supposed to be at our new headquarters in Dallas tomorrow, setting up all the phone lines, and everything should be back to normal. But you know the way that works. You know, phone company's almost like government. It's a bureaucracy, and it never happens the way they say it's going to happen. So they say they'll be in there in the morning. Maybe they'll be there in the afternoon, and we'll have one more day without calls. But I'm starting to enjoy the show with calls or without. Always love hearing from you, but it's been a great week without calls. It's been a great week, me just being able to have lots of time to share with you all the big news stories that are out there, almost none of which will ever make it on the national news. Even Fox News won't cover most of the stories that I cover. So it's just time, you know, usually I say it's you and me on the radio together and on the TV together. Now it's just you and me, and I'm talking and you're watching. You're not participating. Hopefully starting tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll get back to you participating. But in the meantime, it's you and me, and I'm telling you some great stories, some real news, not fake news. And that's the deal, okay? The fake news that we've been hearing, by the way, for the last, how long has Trump been president? Since he's been elected. Forget about since he's been president. Since he was elected in November of 16, so November of 17, so it's been a year and a half since he was elected. And he's been president about a year and 3 months. And so in the year and a half since he's been elected, all we've heard, just casually, they say it so casually in the media, Trump is unpopular. Trump is the most unpopular president ever. Trump is just so unpopular. And they say that as if it's a fact. And the more casually you say something and the more you claim it's a fact, the more most people believe it. So the latest Rasmussen poll is out, and Donald Trump hits 50% approval rating. As a matter of fact, not only has he hit that all-important number of 50, which very few presidents hit, but he's also 50 approve and 49 disapprove. So he's actually in the lead with approve versus disapprove. You can win an election easily with more disapproving than approving, as long as you're more popular than the person you're running against. You know, like an idiot like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the single most unlikable woman that's ever run for office in the history of the world, probably the single most unlikable person who's ever run for office, male or female, in the history of the world. And that's why Trump beat her. It didn't matter that he was unpopular. She was more unpopular. Well, he's not even unpopular anymore. He's popular based on these numbers. And yet the media wants to tell you that Donald Trump is unpopular. And they say it so casually. Most unpopular president in history. So at this moment in time, in April 2nd, of 2010, 8 years ago on the same day, Obama was at 46% at the same poll. Rasmussen, that's apples to apples. That's oranges to orange. And it doesn't get more specific than that. Same poll, same point of his presidency. Second year in April, Obama's at 46% popularity, and the media never said a word about him being unpopular. Never said a word. And Donald Trump's at 50%, and he's actually ahead, 50 to 49, popular to unpopular. Matt Drudge, I love the Drudge report. Matt Drudge has been there for all of us for so many years, and he taunts Obama after Trump's approval rating tops Obama by 4 points at the same time as his presidency. He puts out a tweet, and he points that out. Thank you, Matt Drudge, for pointing it out. At the same time that's happening, we've got Roseanne. ABC at least is not insane, right? ABC may be liberal. There may be plenty of liberal executives running ABC, but they're not completely insane because they gave Roseanne a show that's completely pro-Trump. And Roseanne's new show got 18.2 million viewers last Sunday night. I haven't heard the ratings for this Sunday yet. They're not out yet. But last Sunday, 18 million was the most in 4 years of any new sitcom. But the key is that since then, she had another 7 million viewers who watched it delayed on TiVo and other forms where you watch it, you know, delayed, like Netflix and Amazon and this or that, Hulu, et cetera, right? So add up 17 and 18, 25 million total viewers, because it's the first time since Trump was elected that any TV channel has ever put a pro-Trump show on the air. And there's 63 million Trump voters. Why doesn't anyone understand that? For every person who hates Trump, there's one that loves him. So how could you just spit at the ones who hate Trump and make it like you don't like them? You're going to lose half your audience. Makes no sense. And so the additional multi-million viewers made Roseanne, the Roseanne reboot, meaning it's a new series they brought back, the largest three-day delayed viewer increase in television history. In other words, almost 7 million additional people watched it. That's the most that ever watched a show delayed in the history of American television. And after 3 days, adding in the delayed viewing with the viewing, the average viewership for Roseanne jumped to 25 million total viewers. In adults 18 to 49, Roseanne added 2.1 rating points in the 3 days after its premiere. So now it's at in the all-important 18 to 49 category, which advertisers care about. Roseanne's rating is 7.3. Folks, it's one of the highest-rated shows in the history of television because blue-collar, working-class, middle-class Americans who love Trump tuned in. Doesn't anybody see that's the way you run a TV network? You don't spend your whole life. I didn't say to anybody that your entire network should be pro-Trump. I just said either the whole network should be neutral. No one says anything about politics. Or you're fair. Some shows are pro-Trump. Some are anti-Trump. Some are both pro and anti-Trump. But you can't have the whole Hollywood and every movie and every TV series hating Trump. It doesn't work. You're ignoring 63 million people. So with all that in mind, Trump's popularity skyrocketing, and he would beat Hillary all over again by a mile if the election were held tomorrow, and and being more popular than Obama, and Roseanne's TV series proving it works. At the same time that's happening, new poll is out, and a whopping 77% of Americans believe traditional media is guilty of fake news. See, you've done this to yourselves, MSNBC and CNN that can't tell the truth. You know, I don't mind you being liberal. I mind you being fair. Just as an example, if you're liberal, right? I don't mind that. You could be liberal. But do you really think you should not report the IRS scandal? Do you really think that the three-day traffic jam Chris Christie supposedly, allegedly put on the bridge, the George Washington Bridge in New York, should have been covered, I think the number was 25 times more in 3 days than in 6 months the networks covered the IRS scandal. The massive IRS scandal where Obama tried to destroy Republican conservatives like me by using the power of government. Can you imagine if Republican did that to a liberal organization or the ACLU or a civil rights organization or the NCAAP or an Hispanic organization or a Muslim organization? Can you imagine if Trump sicked the IRS at a Muslim or Hispanic or black organization? What would the media say? They would want to tar and feather him. But Obama got away with it because the media didn't care. This is why 77% believe the traditional media is guilty of fake news. You're ruining your own credibility. I didn't tell you to be conservative. I told you to be fair. Is that not fair? Is that not reasonable? Just be fair. That's all I'm asking. They don't have a fair bone in their bodies. They don't know how to do it. Just as a perfect example of this, right? A great example. I've got a story here. I got to find it, but it's coming up right here. The biggest story you never hear about. I just talked about it in the last hour of my national radio show, War Now. And by the way, if you're watching on TV, you've never heard me on radio, it's a great time to start. Ask your local conservative talk radio station to get War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. They just go to USA Radio and ask USA Radio, who is my syndicator, to get it on their station. I'm on 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, and therefore 5 to 8 Central, therefore 3 to 6 afternoon drive on the West Coast. But if you can't do that, short of that, or they won't do it, make sure you ask them. Ask your local conservative station to get War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But in the meantime, you can listen at TuneIn.com or get the TuneIn app. Sorry about that. I made a clumsy attempt to grab my cell phone so I could show you that you just get the TuneIn app on your cell phone, and you just, it's free, and then every afternoon you can listen to me crystal clear for 3 hours. All you do is you plug in KBDT. You type in KBDT for Big Dallas Talk, and you listen to me anywhere you are in the country. You listen in your car on your cell phone, you listen at work on your cell phone, or you listen on your computer, and anytime, KBDT at TuneIn or TuneIn.com. All right, so let me get back to Arwan, the Arwan brothers, the story you never heard about. New congressional documents reveal that all 44 House Democrats who hired IT staffer Imran Arwan, a Pakistani, and his brothers, Pakistani nationals, they all did it at the advice of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and they waived the background check on this shady Pakistani national and his shady family. Every one of the 44 House Democrats who hired this guy did that. Insanity, right? This is one of the biggest scandals in the history of America, and you haven't even heard of it. Hasn't been on the national news. This is why 77% of Americans think you're involved in fake news. All I ask you to do is be fair. The IRS can't come after someone for their political beliefs, and if you don't think that's a big deal, then you're a fraud. Then you propagate fake news. And the same thing with the Arwan brothers, right? All these congressmen, all Democrats, waived background checks on Arwan and his family members, even though the family of server administrators could collectively read all the emails and all the files of almost 25% of House Democrats. This was a national security disaster waiting to happen. If they had run a background check, the Daily Caller's Luke Rosiak reports they would have found out not only multiple criminal investigations, but a $1 million bankruptcy, a dozen lawsuits, a whole host of red flags that would make any normal congressman say, I can't put my whole internet in the hands of this guy, so he reads my emails and my files. Can you imagine? He could literally blackmail me and get state secrets to the United States and ship them out to our enemies. And that appears to be exactly what him and his family did. Okay, it's all alleged. We haven't proved it yet, but they're all under arrest by the FBI, and they stole government secrets, and they violated national security, and they may have blackmailed Democrat congressmen, but no one ever heard of this story. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV. You can't believe what liberals get away with. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. So I was just reading through all the reasons that the liberal media lies about everything. You know, they tell you that Trump's unpopular. He's more popular than Obama. What did that make Obama? They won't tell you that Roseanne is the most popular show maybe in history because she's pro-Trump. 77% of the public believes traditional media guilty of fake news. And then the Awan brothers. What a big story. But how about Hillary Clinton herself? My gosh, can you imagine if a Republican tried to pull off the scam charity of the Clinton Foundation that gave almost no money to charity, gave more money to Chelsea Clinton's wedding than they ever gave to charity? Can you imagine what a scam that was? Can you imagine extorting world leaders out of money and in return you give them government contracts like the Uranium One deal? That's the biggest traitorous deal in the history of America. The media gives her a pass. How about all the things Obama did? The money in the airplane with the, you know, American dollars converted to Swiss francs in an unmarked airplane landing at an Iranian airport, and then the minute it lands and they count the money, then they let the hostages go? But it's against American law to pay for hostages, and yet he did it and got away with it. No one said a word about Obama doing it. You know, no one said a word about anything Obama did. He literally, the things he did are mind-numbing. mind-numbing. The United States gave Israel the go-ahead to assassinate a terrible Iranian general, and Obama went and told Iran it was going to happen, so he saved his life. Can you even believe something like that can happen in America? Can you imagine if Trump whispered, I don't know, who do liberals hate? Liberals hate any country that's a good country, Israel. So America gave the green light for someone to assassinate an Israeli general, and Trump literally spilled the beans to the Israeli Secret Service to protect the Mossad, to protect that general after America was giving the green light to go ahead and do it, right? If Obama wanted it done and somebody spilled the beans, what kind of trouble would they be in? It's just mind-numbing. Obama protected a terrorist general in Iran, and yet the media still doesn't get it. You know, you have New York Magazine putting out a magazine cover today depicting Trump as a pig. They have a face of Trump and the face of a pig is superimposed on Trump's face. What if I put Obama and his wife Michelle and I put a pig face on them? I'd be a racist, right? But it's okay to do it on a white Republican's president? It's all too much for me to understand. You can't do that. I'm not saying anyone should do it to Obama. I'm saying I'm trying to be fair again. You can't do it to Obama or to Trump. You can't do that. Superimpose a pig on the face of the president of the United States? That shows the insanity of the liberal media. All right. The biggest news story in America, I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to get to it right now. It's this migrant caravan of like 1,500 or so Central Americans, mostly Hondurans, just moseying through Mexico. No one in Mexico is doing a thing to stop them, and they're walking towards the American border. And the way the law has been created, I think, by Obama, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was there before Obama. I think he made some changes and made it this difficult that when you step over the American border, you're in. That's it. We have to give you lawyers. We have to process you. We have to keep you in America. You can't just send them back across the border and deport them after you capture them. And you can't stop them from walking in. You can't do anything. You're powerless. If it's not Obama, then someone else is an idiot. What's the difference? Whether it's Obama or some other liberal fool, the end result is we can't defend our own country. And you wonder why we need a wall? You're allowed to just walk over. Liberals say every day, we don't need the wall. We don't need the wall. We don't need the wall. Now there's a caravan of 1,500 migrants heading our way. Every one of them wants to come into America. And they're saying the law says you got to let them in. Well, of course we need a wall. Isn't this the proof you need a wall? You can't let them in. Then the entire Central America will come. The entire Mexico will come. What do you bet the 1,500 is 10,000 by the time it gets here? You don't think an army of Mexicans is going to join them? You don't think it's going to get bigger every mile of the way? If they can get in, why can't everyone in Mexico get in? And if you read my commentary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday, Sunday, you know I'm not against immigration. All I'm against is illegal immigration. I want legal immigration, and I want extreme vetting, but mostly I want all immigrants to be banned from getting welfare for 7 years. That's it. That's my answer. I got so much mail on this, the most positive mail I've ever gotten in my entire life. I want to ban immigrants, not just illegal, all immigrants. You come to America to work. If you're coming for welfare, we don't want you. That's the demarcation line. That's what Trump should have made clear from the first day. That should have been. It's not against Mexicans or Central Americans or Hondurans or anybody, or Muslims for that matter. You want to come to America to work and you're Muslim, I let you in after extreme vetting. Make sure you're not a terrorist. Make sure you don't believe in Sharia law. Make sure you want to assimilate. But if you're Israeli, I'm Jewish by birth, right? If you're Israeli, and you want to get in and you want welfare, I don't want you. I'll take the Muslim over the Israeli. How fair can I be? I don't want anyone coming here for welfare. That's the way to cut them off. So what makes you think that everyone in this 1,500-person caravan that's about to be 10,000 that's headed for our border right now, they all want welfare? I'll bet you dollars to donuts. Tell them right now. Drop leaflets from a helicopter. Tell them no welfare allowed. Turn around and go home. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump today praised the state of the nation's economy at the annual White House Easter egg roll. The president also spoke about DACA, and as you listen to the president, you can hear who he blames on a DACA deal not being done.
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame. It should have never happened.
For many Americans, buying a home could be the largest purchase they ever make. Well, how does that affect millennials? Tim Rodd is a home buying expert. He joined Fox Business to talk about how millennials are going to shape the home buying market for years to come.
Well, what's going to happen with millennials? You have this largest generation in history. They've got the most education in history. They've also got the most debt, just in terms of student loan debt, and they're underemployed or unemployed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, your relentless Trump warrior, your SO. Donald Trump, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, we're warrior for truth, justice, and the American way. I don't care who it offends. The truth's the truth. Raw truth is the truth. It doesn't matter if you think it offends someone, if someone's going to call it racist, if someone's going to call it homophobic, if someone's going to call it Islamophobic. If it's the truth, it's the truth. And that's why this show is exploding in ratings and grabbing so many of your attention every single day on both radio and TV. Because I'm the only guy out there who screams the truth other than our president, Donald Trump, and doesn't worry about where the chips will fall. That's why I live in Las Vegas. I'm a gambler. I don't worry about where the chips will fall. I'm a capitalist evangelist. I'm American-born. That's an important thing to know. American-born and American-made. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the United States of America. You know who contacted me over the weekend? David Hogg, the 17-year-old Parkland high school tragedy survivor. And I feel bad for him because of that tragedy. Terrible thing. But he's used the spotlight to get across his liberal gun control views. And I told him, you're welcome on my show anytime. Let's debate. Let's go for it. Matter of fact, I invited him to debate at Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest, run by my great friend Mark Skousen. Every summer in Las Vegas, thousands of people from all over the United States come to Las Vegas to go attend Freedom Fest. Come this year, freedomfest.com. I open it up every year. I'm the opening speaker. Every year I participate in a great debate. I was in a great debate defending President Trump 2 years in a row. Then the audience voted, and much of the audience is anti-Trump. And both times the audience voted overwhelmingly by a landslide that I won that Trump debate. And I'd love to debate David Hogg about gun control and gun laws in this country and the right to own a weapon, the Second Amendment. I'd love to debate him at Freedom Fest. Come on, David, let's go. Let's do it. So we'll see if we can make the arrangements and all that. We'll have him on this show in the next week or two if we can get all that arranged, if it's a fair, reasonable, respectful debate. And nobody's trying to destroy each other personally. The politics of personal assassination aren't allowed on this show. I can hate your views, but I'm not here to hate you or destroy you. If you're here to destroy me or my show, you ain't getting a platform on my show. But if I'm nice enough to give you a platform to get your voice across and your views across, then you will be respectful to me and my conservative audience. And then let's do it at Freedom Fest. Let's do it all over the country. I'll do it at Berkeley. I'll do it at Columbia University. I'll do it at Harvard. David Hogg and me, I love it. Come on, let's do it. I'm waiting for you. So, you know, my website, by the way, root4america.com, R-O-O-T, 4america.com. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com. I believe that's how David Hogg found out about how to contact me, because I give this out freely on the TV show, wayneroot@gmail.com, and that's where he contacted me over the weekend. About 50 emails back and forth this weekend between myself and David Hogg. And also emails to Newsmax TV. I love when all of you at home who love this show and love the raw truth that I'm delivering contact Newsmax to let them know you want the show expanded to 2 hours so I can do an hour of my commentary and guests and then an hour of just me and you talking on the radio and on the TV, but in this case, Newsmax on the TV. This is my third hour of my radio show, and it becomes my power hour and my national TV show in that third hour. And so You and I talk freely on the radio every single day, although we just moved our corporate headquarters, USA Radio, from Phoenix to Dallas, and so we're waiting for all the extra phone lines to be hooked up. Should be tomorrow, and hopefully, fingers crossed, tomorrow night we get all our phone lines back and you can all call in again. I know you're suffering withdrawals as we speak, although I think the show's gone swimmingly well, considering I've always made it a show between you and me talking. And now, for the first time for an entire week now, it's just been me talking with no phone calls about the hottest news stories of the day and the most important news stories of the day. Very different format. And I hope I prove to you that I am, you know, like one of those Swiss knives, one of those Swiss Army knives. I can do quite a few different things. I thought I was just a guy who loves to talk to my viewers and my listeners. I found out in the last week I'm a guy who can just talk for 3 hours on the radio without taking a call. And so I wasn't prepared to do that. Didn't know I could do it. Didn't know I wanted to do it. And I did it because, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And so we made it happen. Back to the Homeland Security issue of this caravan traveling from Central America, mostly Hondurans, to the Mexican-U.S. border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says we're exploring all options on what to do with this caravan. I mean, first of all, why can't you put the National Guard on the border? Why can't you say, no, you're not allowed to step on American soil? You're not stepping 1 foot closer. Number two, why don't you tell them, well, you're not getting welfare. You're not coming in my country and being assigned lawyers and getting welfare. Someone better do something fast. Number three, it's Mexico's job to stop them, not ours. We don't need to stop them. Mexico can stop them anytime walking through their country. You know, interesting to note that nobody ever wants to stay in Mexico. I wonder why that is. Can liberals answer that for me? If Mexico's so great and you want the whole Mexico coming to America, how come nobody wants to emigrate to Mexico? Nobody in the whole world. Any Chinese want to go to Mexico? Never. Any Russians want to go to Mexico? Never. Any South Koreans? I don't even think North Koreans would go to Mexico. Why does nobody want to go to Mexico? When Central Americans leave their hellhole of countries, that's what they are, hellhole countries like Guatemala, where everybody's life is in danger every second of every day. They live in abject poverty, homelessness, starvation. When they leave those countries, why don't they go to Mexico if it's a better place? Oh, they only want to walk through Mexico to come to America. Can anyone explain that to me? I guess, as Trump said, those are hellholes, right? Those are lousy places to live. So why would you want to bring the whole Mexico to America if it's a lousy place to live? Do we want America to become Mexico? I don't. I want the best of every country to come. I want the best of Mexico and the best of Cuba and the best of China and the best of Russia. And the way to accomplish that is to build a wall and have extreme vetting and only let in the best people. They don't have to be rich, although that's a good thing. I like to let in rich people. I like to let in business owners. I like to let in people who own their own homes, their own buildings. They want to come to America and invest millions of dollars. I'll let them right in. They come to the front of the line. But I'll let in lots of poor people and hungry people and middle class people and working class people if they agree to never accept welfare. Do that, and you get in. But you can't get in illegally, and then you can't accept welfare and expect a lawyer to be assigned at taxpayer expense. So we've got to stop that and nip it in the bud. You've got to stop these people on the border that are coming now that could be 10,000 by the time they get here. You can't be naive enough to believe it's going to stay 1,500. It started out at the bottom southern border of Mexico as 1,500. But by the time it gets here and they pick up more and more Mexicans, the snowball starts rolling, I'm sure it's going to be 10,000. And again, there's no racism here. I don't mind Mexicans if you come here to work. But and Mexicans are very hardworking people, very hardworking. Except there's a giant lie associated with that. They're working hard while they're accepting the lowest wages possible. That's commendable. And they're accepting food stamps, and they're accepting Medicaid and free health care and free education for their kids, which could cost $50,000 to $100,000 a year per family to taxpayers. And they're getting free meals at school, and English is second language at school, and housing allowances. And even though they're banned from getting pure welfare on the federal level, they're getting welfare from almost every state they're in. Because on the state level, no one bans it, just because you're here illegally. So lots of people are coming from Mexico and Central America, but here's a fact. I don't care if it offends anyone. A fact is a fact. It's right out of my book, The Murder the middle class. And you know what the fact is? That of all the groups that have ever come to America and all the groups that are in America now, the group that gets the highest percentage of welfare are Mexicans and Central Americans. They accept welfare over 70%. And I'm not just talking about illegals, I'm talking legal people in America. And I'm not just talking about people new to America, so you could argue pay. They're poor, and they're unskilled. They don't speak English. I'm talking the study shows, a detailed 82-page study, and it shows not only are Mexican and Central Americans the highest percentage on welfare of any group in the history of America, of any immigrant group, but on top of that, So they're very hardworking people, yet they're all taking welfare, and they're bankrupting the country and bankrupting taxpayers and costing us money that could go to our kids. But on top of that, it proves that they're getting welfare the most when they're legal. They're also getting welfare the most when they're illegal. They're getting welfare the most when they first come here, and they're getting all forms of welfare 20 years later. This is the problem with America. See? As a matter of fact, I don't blame Mexicans or Central Americans. I blame liberals in America. It's your fault. You allow people to cross an open border. You won't put a wall up. You won't close the border. You leave it open purposely so you can get more and more voters, and you won't stop them from getting welfare. So you have an open border and a welfare state, and that combination is disaster. It's kamikaze. It's self-destructive. You must hate yourselves. You must hate America. You want to kill us. Our entire economic model is going to be destroyed. And freedom's going to be destroyed because the people coming over are from countries that are basically socialist hellholes, and they come with their socialist ideas. There's no difference a person coming from Mexico or Central America than a person coming to my state of Nevada from California. They leave the hellhole that liberal ideas has destroyed, made their life miserable, and then when they come here, guess what they vote for? Democrats, to make my life miserable. You don't think the same thing's true with Mexico? They leave the hellhole. They can't wait to get to America. They're starving to death in Mexico. They come to America and they vote for socialists disguised as Democrats. Wow. No different. So I'm very interested in limiting immigration to legal immigrants and to legal immigrants who want to work and don't want welfare. That's my crime. I'm guilty of it. I'm sorry. Does anybody out there think I'm a criminal because I don't want my tax money to go to new people coming to America who for the first day want to suck off the taxpayers' teat, as they say, and don't want my taxes to be raised and my children to be hurt because every dollar you take from me is a dollar I don't have for my kids to go to college? How am I going to pay for my kids to go to college? I have four of them when my money's going for all these people to get free college who are here illegally, and my money's going for them to get free school and free meals at school and free English as a second language and the cops and the courts and the prison guards. The money's overwhelming, and the earned income tax credits at the end of the year for people who didn't earn any money. Crazy. How much time we got left, Mike? 30 seconds. All right, so we're going out. Last segment of the show. I hope tomorrow phones are in order and we can take your calls. If not, it'll be one more day, and Wednesday we'll take calls because you know how much I enjoy it. I know how much you enjoy it. And keep sending me the letters so I can read them on Newsmax TV. Where to get a person to type them all in. I'm going to read them starting later this week. All right? WayneRoots@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Call Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior, now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
Well, Allyn Root, we're now last segment of the show. Hopefully, fingers crossed, tomorrow we'll take calls, but we certainly will take them by Wednesday. Come in tomorrow and put all our phone lines in. All right. Mike, get that, Chris, get that sound out of my ears, man, out of my ears. Jeez, music going on forever. Organizers of illegal migrant caravan headed to the U.S. are feeling the backlash. So Pueblos Sin Fronteros is the group behind the 1,500-strong illegal migrant army marching through Mexico with the blessing of the Mexican government. And isn't this wonderful? The immigration agents in Mexico abandoned their posts as 1,500 people on a refugee caravan, mainly from Honduras, crossed into Mexico from Guatemala with the goal of reaching the U.S. Would they have abandoned their post if this caravan had a goal of reaching Mexico?
No, they would have never let them in. Never, ever, ever, ever. I've seen the articles about what happens to illegal aliens in Mexico. They're thrown into the most disgusting, horrific prison conditions in the world. If you're a woman, you're probably gang-raped, including by the guards. Terrible, terrible experience. Women have reported it. If you're a man, you're probably tortured. You're beat up or murdered by the horrible gangs that control the Mexican prisons. This is what happens to an illegal. And then after being raped, I've read many stories. The women are raped in prison, and some of them by the guards and by the inmates, then they're dumped back over the border to whatever, you know, country they came from. That's what happens to you in Mexico when you're an illegal immigrant. Thank God America's a wonderful country, and things like that don't happen in the United States. We take good care of people. But the point is, you should have a wall, and they should never get in the first place. Because we can't afford to house them in prison, and we can't afford their lawyers, and we can't afford their food, and we can't afford their kids in school. We can't afford free college education for their kids. The whole thing's insanity. It just makes no sense. No sense at all. And the idea that Mexico would let them in willingly and let the immigration guys stand aside, that's my example of how you stop it. Mexico's the one that's got to stop it. Cut off all the aid to Mexico. Cut off all the military aid. Cut off the humanitarian aid. Kill NAFTA. Cut off anything we do good to Mexico. Show them, you know, that we mean business, folks. And you know what's really scary? There's an election for president in Mexico. And the liberal, the leftist of Mexico, who has, you know, views like American radical leftists, that guy is winning by 17 points. And his whole agenda, his whole platform is anti-Trump. Can you imagine? He's going to be an anti-Trump guy elected president of Mexico as it stands now, 17-point lead. Most probably he's the next president. And his agenda is to be far less friendly to Trump than the current Mexican administration is. Far more confrontational. Can you imagine what it's going to be like dealing with Mexico at that point? And you know, it's easy to have a big mouth when you have no money. Mexico is a broke country. They produce nothing of any importance in the world. America is the greatest nation in world history. I've said this so many times. I've said it in writing in my books. I'm not shy about it. We breathe the same air. We got the same ground. We got the same ocean attached. Mexico and America and Canada. Name something great that's ever come from Mexico. Nothing. Name something great that's ever come from Canada. What? Maple syrup? United States produces all the greatest things in the world, yet liberals hate America. They're embarrassed. They're ashamed of America. It's the most incredible, ridiculous thing I've ever seen heard. Greatest country in world history ever blessed by God, greatest economy in world history, and nothing great ever comes from Mexico, yet we have the same land we share, the same water, the same air. How do you figure that? Because we believe in freedom, and they don't. There's a country where your property isn't protected, your property rights aren't protected, you don't have economic freedom, you don't have personal freedom. And in America, we give you all of that. No one's guaranteed success, but everybody, read my lips, has the right to pursue happiness and to pursue economic wealth and to pursue mobility and to pursue happiness. It's the pursuit of happiness. That's the freedom to pursue happiness, but it's not guaranteed happiness. Every country that gives you guaranteed happiness, why are those people all running for their lives to America? Because it doesn't work. There's only guaranteed misery when you guarantee happiness. So Trump urges Congress to pass new border laws and says our country is being stolen. And it is, because the Democratic Party can't win with good old-fashioned Americans. So it has to let in foreigners from all over the world, preferably illegal, preferably dependent on government, in order to win elections. And every time we try and fix the border, Democrats block the way. Why do you think that is? Because they want them to come in. Those are future Democratic voters. The more desperate they are, the more poor, the more unskilled, the less likely to speak English and learn American history, the more they make the perfect Democratic voter. Is there anything I'm saying that isn't pure common sense and truth? James Woods, a guy who I really like, Hollywood actor, issues his sternest warning yet to President Trump over building the wall. He said, build a wall or you're toast in 2020. Dear Mr. President, your 2016 campaign and subsequent victory can be summed up in two words, the wall. You haven't delivered, not one brick. I guarantee you, if you don't build the wall, you won't be reelected. If you fail to do this one thing, you're done. Now, you know I'm the biggest Trump defender in the world, but I'm also a critic when I need to be. And I love Donald Trump, but he's not perfect. And James Woods is right. If you don't build the wall, you're not going to be reelected. If you don't build the wall, the Republican Party's not going to control every lever of government they now control. And who cares if you control every lever of government? If controlling every lever means we still lose everything. I don't get it. Do you get it? How you can control every lever of government presidency, House, Senate, state legislatures, governors, lieutenant governors, secretary of state, Supreme Court, and we never win anything. It's Democrats who win almost everything. Look at the omnibus bill. Can you explain that? I can't. All right, I've got so much more to tell you tomorrow, but I hope the phone lines will be open and I can talk to you tomorrow like old days. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al. This is going to make you appreciate when we get back on the line with you. See you tomorrow. God bless.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.